Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years. Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House's indirect talks between Israel and Hamas will begin in Egypt tomorrow after Hamas agreed to President Trump's terms that would lead to the release of hostages, and the IDF has stopped offensive fighting in Gaza. But many issues still outstanding, including starvation in Gaza. Antoine Renard with the World Food Program there says,
I think that the most important for the humanitarian is now that all the corridors, all the crossings will be allowing us to reach people in a proper manner.
Republican senators holding a retreat this weekend in Georgia, but the government shutdown continues. Republicans say they won't talk until Democrats vote to end the shutdown. Democrats say they're trying to stop cuts to Medicaid. The Justice Department called the 8-year prison sentence for the person who plotted to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh woefully insufficient, says it will appeal. And attorneys for Sean Combs say they'll appeal his 50-month sentence on two prostitution-related convictions. This is ABC News. The WNBA Finals opened last night as the Vegas Aces beat the Phoenix Mercury by 3 to win game 1 of the best of 7, but the league's commissioner has been facing criticism brought to a head by Minnesota star Nafisa Collier. ABC's Ike Ajachi has more on the firestorm surrounding Kathy Engelbert.
The Minnesota Lynx player didn't hold back at her end-of-season press conference, describing the league's leadership as the worst in the world. Players across the league rallied behind Collier, calling for accountability and change, also pointing to other persistent issues like uneven pay and player marketing. Now, Engelbert responding, acknowledging there is work to be done.
We value feedback. We listen to criticism.
Engelbert saying that the league and players' union are meeting next week to discuss a new collective bargaining agreement.
Arthur Jones, a former NFL player, the older brother of UFC star John Jones, has died. He was 39 years old. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Mostly sunny and breezy, hot for early October with near record highs, high 89 today. Winds will be south 8 to 15, gusting up to 25. Mainly clear and breezy tomorrow, or tonight I should say. Another warm night with a low of 62. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy tomorrow. A windy day in the late afternoon, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 85. Winds will be south 10 to 20, gusts up to 30, and a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. A tenth to two-tenths of rain is possible in some areas, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low of 55. Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny. The winds are out of the north-northeast at 5 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 80 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Plans over. Yes, I said some things last night that usually in the morning light I regret, like double shots and cigarettes. I said things like I love you, baby, and I know I sound crazy, but let's just work it out. You admit it, said that I woke up hungover, but still had to call.
Your hometown heroes delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
Since 78 on US 6, 3,000 miles and nowhere.
I've been in this car since 78.
You walk in with amazing grace. I'm playing George Strait Amarillo by morning. Seeing things change, but everything's the same. Just different clothes and music. I'm here to play along while you sing your songs. I got all your favorites saved in, from bell-bottom jeans to denim jean jackets, honky-tonks and big rock ballads. Staying alive, another 9 to 5, and Lord,
Lord knows my mama tried. Yeah, I'm the soundtrack to your life, day to day. And jukebox is my name. Yep. Never unplugged, it's 88 on US 6, still 3,000 miles of nowhere. Seeing things change, but everything's the same. Just different clothes and music. I'm here to play along while you sing your songs. I got all your favorites saved in, from rolled-up jeans, members-only jackets, Whitney songs and old-school classics. Don't close your eyes, sweet child of mine. I'm here for you tonight. Yeah, I'm the soundtrack to your life. And jukebox is my name. Yep. Hey. I'm helping things change, and nothing is the same. Just different clothes and music. I'm here to play along while you sing your songs. I got all your favorites saved in. Jukebox is my name.
I remember when baseball was everything. It was Little League, but what a big game. There were two men on and one man out. I got a fastball hanging outside. I swung that bat with all my might, and the ball was gone. They say I knocked the cover off. It was the only homer that I ever had. You should have seen my dad. And there ain't nobody gonna take that from me as long as I'm holding on. Get up, the devil on a good day ain't that strong. I'm keeping it here inside. As long as I live and breathe, the ball was soaring and the crowd was roaring, and there ain't nobody gonna take that from me. I was 19, it was a good job, moving TVs on a loading dock. Till the boss said, son, try to lose every seventh one. I got it worked out with a good friend. Keep your mouth shut and we'll cut you in. Now what do you say? Don't you wanna be rich one day? I lost a real good job that night, but I kept my pride. And there ain't nobody gonna take that from me as long as I'm holding on. Heaven wouldn't ask it of me. The devil on a good day ain't that strong. Keeping it here inside me. As long as I live and breathe, I said goodbye with my head held high. And there ain't nobody gonna take that from me. Sometimes it feels like my best years are behind me. Then somehow, out of nowhere, something sneaks up to remind me. Like this morning,
woke up to a little voice that spoke up, saying, Daddy, please fix a bowl of Rice Krispies. You're the bestest friend that I ever had. You know I love you, Dad. And there ain't nobody gonna take that from me. As long as I'm holding on, heaven wouldn't ask it of me. The devil on a good day ain't that strong. Keeping it here inside me, as long as I live and breathe, I got more than I ever asked for. And there ain't nobody gonna take that from me.
That was Colin Ray with Ain't Nobody Gonna Take That From Me. And our time is 11:17. Sun is shining out there. 81 degrees is our temperature, according to the Wurtzloren Home Thermometer. I'm Tim Thiede. I'll be here till the top of the hour, bringing you some more great music. And Caitlin O'Connell will take over with the news at noon, right after that. So, yep, it's going to be a hot one out there, talking maybe 89, which would be a new record. We did have a record of 87. That is currently being held, but we'll see if that happens today. But either way, keep yourself cool. Hope you're enjoying what you're doing today, especially, I know there's the Sitka School Fair going on, Wheels of Time out there. Also, there's that parade going on tonight, too, the big parade in town. So I'm sure a lot of people will go there. But I think by then it might be a little bit cooler. But Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood, just a whole lot of stuff going on. I'll have a rundown of all the events when with the community calendar coming up here within the next 12 minutes or so. And just a reminder, too, that we have our retro weekend. And after the news at noon, we'll have a condensed version of Saturdays with Simon. And Chris Simonson will be bringing you some great music. That will be right around 12:30. Then tonight at around 5:30, we'll be backtracking with your host, Phil Nee. And then Phil have those were the days from 6 until midnight. He's a busy guy today. So he's been doing the parade, emceeing the parade. He's going to be broadcasting the game tonight, the Ithaca homecoming game, and that'll be here on WRCO 100.9 FM also. The pregame will start at 2, kickoff at 2:30, so be sure to stay tuned for that. But like I say, coming up shortly, we'll have a report from Oakwood Fruit Farm. Phil will have a report for their Customer Appreciation Days. That's coming up here shortly.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. 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 Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? They upsell you to an expensive trust. Most people do not need a trust, but lawyers love to sell them because they're complex and expensive. I like simple estate planning documents that you can understand, that give you control over your property, and that are much cheaper than a trust. I hate unnecessary trusts, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
For over two decades, Wilson Door and Construction has been synonymous with quality and reliability in Richland Center. Specializing in wick buildings, garage door installation, and removal, we pride ourselves on delivering exceptional service and results. Whether you're needing garage door service or need expert construction services, trust Wilson Door and Construction for the job. Contact us today at 608-604-3623 to benefit from our 20 years of dedicated service.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
100.9 WRCO. Greg Elvin joins us from Oakwood Fruit Farm as we talk about the 25 season and customer appreciation days. Well, how's it looking in the orchard this fall, my friend?
We are doing a great job. Things are, as everybody knows, it's dry, but that was kind of what I was hoping for. Now I'm hoping for a little rain. Apples always pick better, easier when it's dry. We get less bruising. But right now we're right on schedule as far as when the apples are ready to pick, and we're right there to pick them.
How much time do you have left for picking in the orchard, would you say?
I would guess we've got 2 weeks. We are picking ambrosias today. We have pink ladies, we have evercrisp, we have Ida Reds to pick yet, and we have a few Golden Delicious, and we have a few Jonagold. Those are the varieties we got. Now, some of them we don't grow a lot of, but the evercrisp, I think we've got about 6 acres. So the gentleman here yesterday wanted to know how many apples we had to pick yet. And I would guess we've got somewhere around 8,000 bushels, maybe 9,000 bushels to pick.
And how many will you have in the cooler when all is said and done here, would you say?
Depends on if Steve keeps packing. Steve and the crew inside are packing every day, so... You know, I don't know what they run, maybe close to 1,000 bushels a day. I'm not sure exactly. Depends on what, if they don't have to switch. If they switch, then it's not as many, but if they have to switch varieties, that is. So, they keep hammering away. So that number could change, you know, but I would guess there's, you know, 20,000 bushels or more in the cooler. So, you know, our crop is down a little bit this year. A little short, but quality is fantastic. They look great coming off the tree. And so all in all, I think it's going to be okay.
We see a lot here, right here in the showroom, people that have worked here for a long time. But you got a crew behind the scenes that's been with you, quite a few of them for a long time, don't you?
Yeah. Well, starting with the picking crew. I've got one guy that's been with me for probably 30 years, maybe longer. Probably cry of the day he says he's not coming back, but he sure helps me a lot. You know, the rest of the picking crew, and they're all Hispanic. You know, they're here between 5 and 12 years or more. Then the crew inside is pretty stable. Me and the guys keep coming back, and the crew we have in the store is fantastic. I got a cousin that works here. Shout out to Cousin Alan. He's here 5 days a week. And then we got a couple other guys that come and help. Gina Lorenz, she's here every day. They just do a great job.
I know we talk about agriculture and how you're you know, always banking on the weather and things like that. You're always projecting 2 or 3 years ahead. I mean, it's also amplified here at Oakwood because you really rely on everything and you're always looking to the future, aren't you?
Yes. You know, we always try to determine what blocks of trees are, what the production, what the quality is out of that area. We do that by we put a tag on every bin. So when we harvest, a tag goes on the bin that tells what area, what variety, what day it was picked. It's all scanned and it's put into a system. And then we go through that after the season. And, you know, it's like, you know, this area, the quality just wasn't as good as we'd like. So that might be the area that we take out, you know, and then we have to replant it. And some of that planting goes 2 or 3 years down the road. And the question is, what new variety is going to be out there? You can only grow so many. And we try to keep, you know, some of the newest varieties that we think would sell good here. Some we just grow for the store. Others, you know, like, say, Honeycrisp, Fuji's, some of those varieties that we grow more of, those go on a semi to go to stores. But we do like to have a nice variety here. Judy likes to have, you know, 10 or 12 different varieties. That's when she's really smiling, is when we got a lot of different varieties that people can't find in a store. Like we have Ruby Rush and we had Triumph, which is brand new. Don't have a lot of them, but wow, people are really liking them.
I remember when Honeycrisp was all the rage when it first was, you know, introduced, and that's a few years ago, and there have been a lot since then that have come out, right?
Honeycrisp, this is hard to believe. I'm guessing Honeycrisp, our oldest Honeycrisp trees are at least 25 and probably 30 years old, which is hard to believe. And when we planted the first ones, we only planted 500 trees. And it was like, wow, hindsight's 2020, right? And if we'd have known that, we'd have planted 5,000 the first year. But if we'd known, it would have been that good. And now all these newer varieties are kind of crosses off of Honeycrisp. You know, they try to come up with different varieties, and that takes time. In fact, Evercrisp is a Honeycrisp cross, and that's a fantastic apple. It's a real late season, but, man, gives a customer a high-quality apple at the end of the year.
What's your favorite part of Customer Appreciation Days, Greg?
Sunday night.
That was a good, honest answer there.
But we get to see a lot of people. Usually our customer appreciation is for, you know, not always, but I think a homecoming is that weekend. In fact, it's a lot of homecomings this weekend. But we get to see a lot of friends. Yeah. A lot of people come in, get to visit with a few people, you know, and we get to see people, and they, you know, tell us what they like, and that's always probably that's the reward of the work.
You bet. Right now, as we look at the weekend, too, the Packers have a bye. You can always kind of know when the Packers are on or when it's halftime, right?
Oh, my God. People don't understand. This is so true. So, like, when the Packers were playing, like, at noon, we'll be busier on Sunday morning than we normally are. Normally, Sunday mornings are a little slower, and, you know, maybe 10:30, it starts to pick up. If the Packers are playing at noon, it's busier and I'll get out early. Then there's kind of a lull. Then, depending on how the game goes, we get busy at the end.
So, don't have to worry about it this week.
No, so this week we don't have anything to worry about. Right. It does affect a little bit. We do have a TV here that, you know, I get to peek up every once in a while and see what the score is. But anyway, it is a nice, going to have great weather this weekend. So, you know, hopefully everybody comes out and enjoys the weekend up here. And the Vietnam vets do a great job with their food stand. They're here all weekend. They do a fantastic job. And, you know, hopefully people come and help support them, too.
Always good to see you, Greg. Thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Greg Alvin joining us from Oakwood Fruit Farm during Customer Appreciation Weekend.
And thank you to Phil Nee and his guest, Greg Alvin, for that report at the Oakwood Fruit Farm Customer Appreciation Days. Well, right now it's sunny and our temperature is 81 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer at 11:30. And it's time for today's community calendar, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
And here's today's community calendar for this Saturday, October 4th. It's a busy weekend in Richland Center today and tomorrow as the community celebrates Center Color Fest. Citywide garage sales are currently being held. The Wheels of Time Hill Country Classic Power Show is being held at the Richland County Fairgrounds through tomorrow at 4. Oakwood Fruit Farm Customer Appreciation Days are being held today and tomorrow. The Friendship Quilters Guild is hosting its annual quilt show at Schmidt Woodland Hills till 4 o'clock today and tomorrow from 10 to 3. Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp is being held today from noon to 7, featuring live music and wine tasting. And the Canyon of Lights Parade will step off in downtown Richland Center at 7. Tomorrow will feature tours of the 80 German Warehouse, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, at noon, 1, and 2. The Ithaca School Fair is being held today. There are livestock shows, Kinchi Pedal Pool at 1, mascot races at 1:30, the Hall of Fame ceremony at 2, and Ithaca versus Royal in high school football at 2:30. There will be food available for purchase, a bounce house, and much more. Eagle Township Fall Cleanup is being held today until noon, and then it'll be held on Saturday, October 11th, from 8 till noon. Attendance will be on duty. For more information, call Supervisor Wes Hankey at 608-739-2988. The cleanup is for Eagle Township residents only. The Viroqua Farmers Market is being held today until 12:30. Chapter 7 Vietnam Veterans are hosting a brat stand at Oakwood Fruit Farm today and tomorrow. All proceeds will be used for the annual student scholarships in addition to supporting veterans' needs. The Kickapoo Valley Reserve is hosting its annual Dam Challenge Triathlon today, and it started at 9 this morning. The triathlon challenges participants to paddle, bike, and run among rugged hills on scenic southwestern Wisconsin's rural countryside and the Kickapoo Valley Reserve. Proceeds from the event benefit the Kickapoo Valley Reserve program and projects. The John Hambone Deckard Luck of the Draw Double Elimination Dart Tournament is being held today at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. Sign-up is already underway, and the tournament began at 10. There will be cash prizes, a 50-50 raffle, and food and refreshments available for purchase. Proceeds will go to Walk with Grace. The MS Golf Tournament is being held today at Quail Run Golf Links in Richland Center. And if you'd like to make a donation to the National MS Society, contact Bruce Pifrone at 608-479-1411. Bethel Horizons Trails and Tasting is being held today from 1 to 5. There will be hiking or biking across miles of trails, visiting a pottery studio where you can pick up a handcrafted mug, listening to live music, food, and refreshments. This community event is ticketed but free to the public. All ages are welcome. The Richland Center High School Class of 1955 is holding its reunion today at noon at the American Legion. NHS of Southwest Wisconsin is hosting an open house today from 1 until 4 at 123 South Central Avenue, Richland Center. The Loganville Area Fire Department will host a dine-in or drive-through pancake breakfast tomorrow from 8 to noon at the Loganville Village Hall. Cost for the breakfast is $10 for adults, $5 for children under 10, and free for preschoolers. The Loganville 4-H Club will also be holding a bake sale. Join the Park Street Christian Church congregation tomorrow to celebrate 140 in the church building and 170 years of existence in Richland County. Join them for a light breakfast at 9 in the Fellowship Hall, then participate with singing and listening to various speakers, with main speaker Dwight Randall, missionary from Morawa, Western Australia. For information, call Deb at 608-585-3401. St. Philip's Church Dinner and Fall Festival is being held tomorrow from 11 to 2. Enjoy pulled pork sandwiches, scalloped potatoes, coleslaw, baked beans, homemade pies, and ice cream. Carryouts will be available by calling 608-624-5498. The cost is $12 for adults and $5 for children 6 and under. The festival will also include a bake sale, basket raffle, and raffle. Ridge and Valley Beekeepers will meet tomorrow at 1 at the Gaze Mills Community Commerce Center. Boaz Lions Club is hosting the final Mastodon Building open house until next spring, and that'll be tomorrow from 1 to 3. Ice cream sundaes will be available for a free will donation. T-shirts will also be sold for $15. The meeting is open to everyone. You can contact Ridge and Valley Beekeepers at gmail.com for more information. Kickapoo Cowboy Church is held at 6 on the first Sunday of the month, April through December, at Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. An American Red Cross blood drive is being held at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain on Monday from 1 to 6. For an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. There's also a blood drive for Impact Life that will be held at SSM Health St. Clair Hospital in Baraboo on Monday in the Ringling Room. That'll be from 1:30 to 5:30. To book an appointment, call 1-800-747-5401. And testimonial speakers, worship and prayer in memory of Charlie Kirk will be held on Monday at 6:30 at the Veterans Memorial Pavilion in Kroska Park in Richland Center. Bring a folding chair or blanket for seating. For more information, contact office at newhouserichland.com.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition. Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. I'll be here Saturday night for Classic Rock and Roll Radio. I'll be back in the studio to take your requests, calls, and texts, and also we'll be ringing the magic cowbell, giving you an opportunity to win. Our Those Were the Days WRCO show will also feature an interview with Connie Valens, sister of Richie Valens.
He was 17, I was 8. All his songs were made from just life experiences. My mom would always tell him, Richie, come on, let's go.
Well, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go, little darling.
We'll be having a great time, courtesy of these sponsors: Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Mindham Wealth Advisory, Mastodon Records, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Center Cinema, and Town Taxi. We hope you'll join us between 6 and midnight Saturday night for Old Time Rock and Roll on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Loud and absurd. I knocked on his door, and when he answered, that's when I reached out and gave him the bird. I said, start with, I'm from the country, and the drinking bone's connected to a little earworm. Through the watermelon crawl by the end of the evening, and you can thank me later for giving you the bird. And famous to get into one of his
a swinging and a swaying after 10 rounds of Jose Cuervo. As long as there's a honky-tonk crowd for him to work, he'll get on stage and give them the bird. Baby, she said country music ain't what I prefer. I never will forget the look she gave me when I cranked up the radio and gave her the bird. Soon I was holding heaven, parked in the holler. She was singing along to every word. By the end of the night, she must have found a new favorite, 'cause now when I sing to her, she gives me the bird. And famous to get into one of my shows. I bet I'll have you swinging and a swaying after 10 rounds of Jose Cuervo. As long as there's a honky tonk crowd for me to work, I'll get on stage and give you the bird. Well, you don't have to be rich and famous to get into one of our shows. Swinging after 10 rounds of Jose Cuervo. As long as there's a honky tonk crowd for us to work, we'll get on stage and give you the bird. As long as there's a honky tonk crowd for us to work, we'll get on stage and give you the bird.
you like to help me find my place in this world? My place in this world.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
That was For King Country with Place in This World at 11:46. And sunny skies, 82 degrees we are now up to, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. And remember, coming up this afternoon, we'll have Ithaca football action as they take on Royal in their homecoming game. 2:30 will be the kickoff, and the broadcast starts at around 2 with the pregame, and Phil Neal will be making the call for that game. So be sure to stay tuned for that. And then, well, like I said, we'll have a little bit of Saturdays with Samo right before that, and then after that, we'll have the evening news, and then we'll have backtracking, and those were the days. Yep, Phil's going to run from the game, broadcast in there, and make his way down to do those were the days this evening. So be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9 FM.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Billable hours. Sure seems like with billable hours, everything takes too long, costs too much, and no one has any idea what it's going to cost. That's why we charge simple, flat fee rates for our estate planning, real estate, and probate services. After we meet and talk, you'll get a flat fee price for the services you choose. I hate billable hours, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good, honest advice. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
It's the first ever Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp. Saturday, October 4th from noon to 7 p.m. at Wild Hills Winery, 30940 Oak Ridge Drive. Celebrate harvest season at Wild Hills.
Music starts at noon. Grape Stomp sign up at 1, the Stomp at 2 p.m.
Enjoy music from Sam Day, John Gay, and Donnie Razick. Wine tasting at 1 p.m. Vineyard tours after the Stomp. Wood-fired pizza all day. Wine sampling and local vendors on site. For more information, head over to Wild Hills Winery. And we'll see you in the hills Saturday, October 4th.
It's the first ever Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp. Saturday, October 4th from noon to 7 p.m. at Wild Hills Winery, 30940 Oak Ridge Drive. Celebrate harvest season at Wild Hills. Music starts at noon. Grape Stomp sign up at 1, the Stomp at 2 p.m. Enjoy music from Sam Day, John Gay, and Donnie Razick. Wine tasting at 1 p.m. Vineyard tours after the Stomp. Wood-fired pizza all day. Wine sampling and local vendors on site. For more information, head over to Wild Hills Winery. Winery.com, and we'll see you in the hills Saturday, October 4th.
Willow Valley United Methodist Church, located in Ithaca, Wisconsin, invites everyone to join them for Sunday worship at 11 a.m. Each service features meaningful messages, uplifting music, and a welcoming community for all. Whether you're new to the area or seeking a place to reconnect, you'll find open hearts and open doors at Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca, where faith grows and love shines.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
Got a bumper like a billboard, covered in stickers of her favorite band. She's got a handful of records that she turns to when she needs to land. She's a Saturday night parade through the streets that all eyes come to see, including me. She carries memories around like souvenirs down in her pockets. Should've let some go by now, but can't seem to drop it. Says forgiveness ain't nothing but a lifeless tire on the shoulder of her soul that never rolls. For as much as she's stumbled, she's run.
That was the Eli Young Band with Guinevere on Country and Community. Well, it's about time for me to wrap things up and make room for Caitlin O'Connell, who will be doing the news at noon. Caitlin will have local news, vital statistics. We'll have a weather forecast from Nick Grunseth. And then after that, we will have our retro weekend. We'll be kicking it off with Saturdays with Simo at 12:30. And then at 2 o'clock will be Ithaca High School football. And then following football, we'll have the news, evening news, and I will be bringing that to you. And then Phil will be bringing you backtracking, and those were the days. And besides being back from the news. I'll be back again tomorrow with some more great music. I'll be on from 10 until 6 tomorrow right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. All right, taking us up to the top of the hour, ABC News and local news, we have Danny Gokey with Second Hand Heart. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great day. And please stay safe and please stay cool. It's going to be hot out there. Take care, everyone.
I'm a little used up, a little tattered at the seams, but there's still enough for me to be the man you need. I'm not flawless, I guess. Got some scratches, got some dents. Yeah, I know I've got some scars on my innocence. I got a second hand heart. Yeah, it's a little banged up, but it still beats strong enough to give a lot of good love. So if you don't mind, that is not brand new. I'll take a second hand heart and give it to you. Hey. What a stupid thing to do, by throwing you away. If he don't regret it yet, you know he will someday. Ooh, thank God he was blind. I thank God he let you down, or I never would have had the chance to build my world.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House's indirect talks between Israel and Hamas will begin in Egypt tomorrow after Hamas agreed to President Trump's terms that would lead to the release of hostages, and the IDF has stopped offensive fighting in Gaza. But many issues still outstanding, including starvation in Gaza. Antoine Renard with the World Food Program there says,
I think that the most important for the humanitarian is now that all the corridors, all the crossings will be allowing us to reach people in a proper manner.
Republican senators holding a retreat this weekend in Georgia, but the government shutdown continues. Republicans say they won't talk until Democrats vote to end the shutdown. Democrats say they're trying to stop cuts to Medicaid. The Justice Department called the 8-year prison sentence for the person who plotted to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh woefully insufficient, says it will appeal. And attorneys for Sean Combs say they'll appeal his 50-month sentence on two prostitution